Well, what do you think? Are the culture wars over? Has the church lost the culture in this generation? And what about our leaders? Are some of them trying to be more politicians than preachers?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Over the weekend, we had our graduation at Fire School of Ministry, and one woman came up to me with a big smile, wanted me to know she listens as much as she can, especially on Thoroughly Jewish Thursday, which always blesses me. So I see and feel your smiling faces out there. Thanks for being part of the day together. And after the show today, I head to the airport to fly to Israel. First time leading a tour group. We'll have 55 people on the tour, God willing. And we are making arrangements. Well, we've made arrangements to be coming your way live from Israel most of the nights we're there. So I can hardly wait. Really excited about it. And those of you that are going to be joining me, you'll be flying out tomorrow. I cannot wait to meet you in Israel. All right, here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'm going to play some clips for you. Bishop T.D. Jakes was on with Erin Burnett on CNN, and she asks him a number of questions, and he responds, well, as he responds. And I'm going to play her question, and then how I would respond, and I wonder how you would respond. And then we'll listen to how Bishop Jakes responds. He's a public figure, even more public figure than I am in that respect, and when we're on TV or radio or preach sermons for everyone to hear, write books, then we can freely interact with one another. That's what we're going to do. And I've got a question for you. Do you think that the culture wars are over? I was reading a quote from some Southern Baptist preachers who said, look, we all understand that the fight over redefining marriage is over. In other words, that marriage is going to be redefined across the country. Same-sex so-called marriage is going to become the law of the land. Those culture wars are over. The question is, how do we reach out to individuals? Do you agree with that? Some of you are old enough to remember what happened in 1973 when the Supreme Court legalized abortion on demand. And we were, certainly it was over then, and the younger generation was probably even more pro-abortion than the older generation. They're just going to grow older and become the voters. And Now, tragically, 55 million babies killed in the womb later, this culture war, the war over life, is anything but lost, anything but dead. In fact, there continues to be a rising pro-life tide. In fact, it's the pro-abortion advocates who are in panic mode. So what do you personally feel? What's your personal belief, gut level? Are the culture wars over? Has the church lost the battle for the culture in this generation? Rise of new atheism, rise of just sexual immorality in general. TV shows celebrating, glorifying, glamorizing prostitution and whatever else, and strippers and now shows on polygamy and on and on. Has the church lost the culture war? 866-34-TRUTH. Let me just give you a heads up for tomorrow, just in case you happen to be discouraged tomorrow or struggling. Tomorrow, I absolutely have planned to encourage you from the heart, and you can even get encouraged now by reading my latest article, Why I Am Not the Least Bit Discouraged. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about on the air tomorrow. So you can even start to get encouraged today that you're going to be super encouraged tomorrow. But I want you to know, if you listen to this broadcast long enough, yes, we talk about rough, tough, difficult, painful news that in itself is discouraging, but you will not hear discouragement from me. You will not hear discouragement from me because my confidence is in the Lord. We will be right back, and I'll play some interesting audio clips for you, some other news items, and your calls.
We'll be right back. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, as I am speaking to you, just sending out a tweet to my friend, Pastor Steve Riggle, to get an update from some major events taking place in Houston. And it's significant when a megachurch pastor stands up for controversial issues in the society, and that's just what Pastor Steve Riggle has done. He was on the air with us last Friday in the second hour talking about that. So putting my cell phone down, and I'll let you know his response, and I'll fill you in about what the rally was about. 866-34-TRUTH. Now, a quick word. If you have been listening to this radio show since we've been on the air daily, which goes back about 6 years now, I don't remember bringing up the name of T.D. Jakes more than a couple of times. I didn't see the Heaven is for Real movie, which he was behind. Heard many folks were really blessed by the movie. I've not followed his ministry carefully. I remember when he kind of suddenly appeared on the scene from being, what, more of like a backwoods West Virginia preacher with a message on women. And what was it, Woman Thou Art Loosed? One of my friends, a publisher, got a vision for getting his material out, and the rest is history in that respect. I get emails all the time, when are you going to renounce him? He's a heretic. Sorry, not followed his ministry carefully, and there's only so much you can focus on. My role on the air is not to be God's policeman trying to set everybody straight as if I have everything in perfect order. But when things come to our attention, when I get burdened over something, when something grieves me, when I run into something a lot, then we address it on the air. 866-34-TRUTH. In a little while, I'm going to go to the phones, and I'm curious to know if you think that the culture wars have been lost for this generation, that the culture wars have been lost. For example, that marriage will be redefined across America. Just accept that that's the reality. There's no turning this back. So we just have to figure out how to be the church in the midst of a non-Christian culture and reach out. Of course, America in many ways has been post-Christian for years, as thinkers like Francis Schaeffer and Chuck Colson pointed out years ago. But have we lost the culture war in this generation? What's your feeling on that? 866-34-TRUTH. So, Joey, we'll start right at the beginning with clip number one. This is Erin Burnett, and she's speaking with T.D. Jakes about the situation with our good friends, David and Jason Benham. Now, their situation continues to change by the moment. They called me on Thursday to let me know that SunTrust Bank had fired them as realtors in all of their franchises across the country. And our understanding was because they were pro-life, pro-family, which was a complete outrage, an outrageous example of religious discrimination. And in fact, after being dropped by HGTV and another act of religious discrimination, now they were being dropped as businessmen, even though they had a great working relationship with the bank. To give you an understanding, the bank will get a foreclosure. Now they need a realtor to list it and sell it. So the bank, through another party, would then hire them, and they and other realtors would work for them. And they had a great relationship for years. SunTrust dropped them. There was immediate uproar over that. Word got out about it Friday morning. By Friday afternoon, SunTrust said, oh, no, they're completely reinstated, and we hold to religious liberty and freedom and so on, and kind of tried to blame it on some other party. But it was something within SunTrust, and SunTrust has officially said, look, we did not just respond. We didn't respond to a national outcry. We responded the moment we heard about it because this was wrong. Never should have been done. Good for them, but somebody did it within SunTrust. So this is the context of Bishop Jakes being on with Erin Burnett. So I'm going to play first her question to Bishop Jakes and then how I would answer it, okay? I'm me, he's him. He was the one on that show, not me. But I'm telling you how I would answer this. I had some folks saw the episode and wanted me to take a look at it. So clip number one, Erin Burnett asking T.D. Jakes this question.
This is a fascinating topic of conversation in this country. Do you think there is an agenda in this country that is seeking to silence people of faith?
Of course. This aired May 9th. Of course. There's no question. Of course there is. Of course there is an anti-Christian sentiment. Of course there is. Of course there is a sentiment that those who hold to biblical values are extremists or fanatics or Christianists, which would be the equivalent of Islamist, speaking of radical Muslims, that those of us who say that marriage is between a man and a woman, those of us who say life begins in the womb, that we are now being fashioned as fanatics and extremists. And yes, without any possible question, there is an agenda coming from certain gay activists and others to silence those of differing opinion and to say your opinion does not belong in the public square. To say, yes, you have freedom of speech, but not freedom from consequences, which, of course, means there is not freedom of speech. So that, yeah, you can say these things, but the whole society, with us leading the way, it does not back you, and the whole society stands against you, and therefore it's going to cost you. Of course, there's an agenda. There's no question about it. And that's why groups like Liberty and Alliance Defending Freedom and others are fighting across the country for the rights and freedoms of Christian individuals, Christian businesses, Christian organizations, and on and on. Again, the context was the controversy over HGTV dropping the Benham Brothers reality TV show, which I remind you was nothing they went looking for. They didn't say, hey, let's become TV stars. They were just doing their business and glorifying the Lord and being husbands and dads when they were approached, folks saying, hey, we think you would be great in a reality TV show. So let's play clip number one again so you can hear Aaron Burnett's question. You heard my answer. Next, we'll go to T.D. Jakes' answer. First, the question again.
This is a fascinating topic of conversation in this country. Do you think there is an agenda in this country that is seeking to silence people of faith?
All right, so how does Bishop Jakes answer this question? Clip number two.
I think the more and more we bring diversity into this country, the more we're going to have these kind of debates. And what we need to find is a way for us to agree not to agree on everything, because you're not going to get a homogeneous society with this many people in one country.
All right, that answer is a bit frustrating to me and sounds more political than anything. I'm just giving you my impression, just like people listen to this radio show and then blog about it or write an article about it or post their views about it, which everyone's entitled to. We are public figures sharing our views publicly. But that answer disappointed me. Yes, of course. The more we talk about diversity, the more we're going to have to learn to be tolerant of one another. Of course. But there is a direct question that Aaron Burnett is asking. Bishop Jakes, whether you agree with him or not, theologically at every point, is a high-profile, highly respected American Christian leader and also a black leader. So there's even more of an ear because of our history in America. Why not just say flat out, yes, there is an agenda to silence Christians. And then you can talk about diversity, but why not give a direct and plain answer? And I tell you what, let's play clip number three. Aaron Burnett now presses the issue a little bit further and asks this next question.
When it comes to this issue of gay marriage, as just one example, do you think it's appropriate that someone could make comments like they had made about a homosexual agenda taking over the country and have a TV reality show?
Of course, it's perfectly appropriate. And in context, David Benham, when he was on the air with Janet Mefford, that was the first clip that got attention. Then he was on the air with me as well. That got attention subsequently, and that was played on the air. But his context was the sin of the church. His context was we have no-fault divorce in the church. We have pornography. We have other issues. We have a homosexual agenda rising up across the country, and the church is doing next to nothing about it. His rebuke in context was towards the church, but is there a gay activist agenda seeking to transform America? Of course. Of course, they would say their agenda is equality and tolerance. They would say their agenda is equal rights. They would say their agenda is proper education in the schools. That's all they'd say their agenda. But of course, there's an agenda. Why do you think we have these cases being fought in courts across America? Why do you think there's so much interest, even more than I was expecting, in my new book, Can You Be Gay and Christian? Because these things are knocking at our door. Why are we hearing constantly from parents about what's happening in the schools? Why are lawyers telling us it's unreal the amount of cases that are coming that they have to defend across the country? Of course, Yes, without question, there is a gay activist agenda. And of course, the Benhams could have freely said, yeah, there's a gay agenda, but they treat everyone fairly. They treat everyone the same way. They've never been accused of discriminating against anyone. How did Bishop Jakes answer that? We will play that clip for you when we come back. And I want to get to your call, so hang on, and I will get right to you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Do you personally believe that the culture wars have been lost in this generation in America? What's your take? Either way, we'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us on the Line of Fire. Have you ever had that same experience of watching a politician being interviewed and they will not answer a question directly? They basically have a point they want to get across, and that's the point they will get across. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I'm not asking you to name names, but you ever feel like some preachers, teachers, Christian leaders do the same thing, and they're so ambiguous in their answer, or they just get across the point they want to get across that they don't really address the issues? You ever felt that way? I mean, you can air your frustration right here, live with me, 866-34-TRUTH. It's like a politician. If you say, sir, in your administration in the last 4 years, there's been a tremendous amount of corruption, and some of your closest associates have been found guilty of corruption, doesn't that speak to your own record as a leader? And the politician says, what speaks to my record as a leader is the fact that there were poor people in this community who now have a roof on their heads and food on their plates, and that's what speaks to my role as a leader. Well, hang on. What about the corruption issue? That doesn't get dealt with. I mean, it happens over and over and over. And frankly, I was frustrated listening to this interview with Bishop Jakes because Aaron Burnett respects him enough as a leader. He has enough stature. He was not getting bashed or taken advantage of. It was a great opportunity to speak the truth to these issues. Again, the controversy was with the Benham brothers losing their reality TV show on HGTV because of their pro-family, pro-life views, which were known to HGTV when HGTV approached them and then vetted them. But once they got under pressure, they backed out. So listen again to Aaron Burnett's question. This was from about 10 days ago, clip number 3 once again.
When it comes to this issue of gay marriage, as just one example, do you think it's appropriate that someone could make comments like they had made about a homosexual agenda taking over the country and have a TV reality show?
All right. And again, of course. What? You can't disagree with two men, quote, marrying, or two women, quote, marrying, and have a reality TV show? Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me. Here is Bishop Jakes. Answer clip number 4.
I'm concerned if we ever get to the point, there are a lot of people who say things that I don't agree with, that I don't like, but I defend their right to be able to have their opinion. I think when we take away our right for opinion, we have taken away the freedom of speech. I think it's very important that we maintain that even when you're saying something that I don't agree with, that's what makes America different and set apart from other parts of the world.
What? Excuse me? People say things you don't agree with? The question was about same-sex so-called marriage and saying that it's not marriage. And speaking of gay activism, wanting to redefine marriage, etc. What is that, sir, that you don't agree with? What is there that's ambiguous or unclear? Why not say, of course, They should have a reality show. And of course, they should be free to say marriage is what it's always been. Union of a man and woman. There's nothing bigoted or homophobic about it. But here's the bigger question. If they believe that marriage should be redefined, should they have a reality TV show? Then you can address the issue about we can be free to disagree. But the way it's presented, if I was watching, I would think he disagreed with the Benham brothers over pro-life, pro-family. Come on. We're talking about national leaders on national television representing Jesus up as a Christian. Here's a nice statement from Pastor Lawrence Glass, president of the Council of Baptist Pastors. We say to the judge, we believe in marriage as it has been and as it should be. In other words, you can redefine it as much as you want. We're not going to redefine it. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, going to go to the phones in one moment, but we continue to get flooded with requests right through the end of last week. And by the way, this is Black pastor leading a coalition of over 100 African-American pastors in Michigan. They have filed an amicus brief in court this past Wednesday saying that they want to the court to overturn a lower court's decision that declared that Michigan's marriage amendment was unconstitutional. Michigan voted to say marriage is the union of one man and one woman. A judge overturned that. Here's a coalition of African-American pastors. Come on, standing up, making a statement. To my Black brothers and sisters, you can speak more loudly to this issue about gay rights hijacking the civil rights movement. You can speak to it much more powerfully than I did. Why didn't Bishop Jakes do that? Come on. But as I was saying a moment ago, we have continued to get flooded with people wanting a copy of the Tree of Life Messianic version of the Bible. We extended the special offer one extra week, but here's what we're doing. Become a torchbearer, monthly supporter. Put aside a dollar a day, $30 or more per month. Become a monthly supporter, and our thank you gift when you sign up will be a free copy of the Tree of Life version of the Bible, which is $30 value. So we'll send you that as a gift, postage paid, and then you get all the other perks and benefits from standing together with us. And most of all, you're helping us on the front line. So to do that, go to the phones, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. Come on, you've been enjoying the broadcast for years. Now it's the time to stand with us and help us speak to so many more people. If you appreciate what we're doing and who we are, please do stand with us, 1-800-278-9978, or right on our website, on the homepage, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. All right, to the phones, Elisha in Newark, New Jersey. We lost Elisha already. That was quick. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Ralph, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, I really battle on a way that society has moved from the beginning. This is my concept of it. From the beginning, since Constantine recognized and implemented Christianity into society, we have taken on traditions and laws of government of the gospel under Jesus and his mission and his desire for mankind. But I believe that society has moved forward in a direction that it basically has went under the window of what is productive for the cause, for the moment, and for the time. What I'm trying to say is that it basically becomes a political standpoint. My tradition is based on morals and principles. I believe that the laws of Moses is the laws of the land, and we should honor it and respect it, and we shouldn't tamper with it. But over tradition of time, we have found ourselves in the situation of compromising and finding comfort in society based on cultural changes.
Yeah, we have it. Yeah, and Ralph, just to jump in, because we got a break coming in. Rather than the church in a positive way changing the world in a negative way has changed the church, and then we rewrite and reinterpret the Bible to fit where we are.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. Getting ready to leave for Israel after the show today. Fly to Philly, then from Philly to Tel Aviv, God willing. 55 in our tour group. Our tour group will be leaving tomorrow. And we can't wait to meet up with all of you in the land of Israel. I was just talking to new neighbors of ours, and they had just come back from Israel themselves, Christian couple, and boy, were they touched. Boy, were they were transformed, impacted. It was wonderful just to hear about everything you'd want to hear was exactly what they had to say. By the way, we're comparing notes about what we do. This gentleman was retired Air Force, now doing paralegal work, and his first question to me, are you retired? I'm retired, man. I'm just getting started. Retired. But I guess the gray hair does give a certain impression. 866-34-TRUTH. Asking the question, are Christian leaders, are we too political? Are we more just trying to say things that sound right in the eyes of the world and just speaking the truth of the gospel? That was my concern listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes on Aaron Burnett's show 10 days ago on CNN, talking about the controversy over the Benham brothers, dear friends of ours, Christian businessmen, husbands, fathers, who were released by HGTV from a reality TV show that HGTV approached them on. These were not some attention-seeking guys at reality TV show wannabes. They were approached. They were just doing their business. Someone found out about who they were in their story and said, you'd be great on reality TV. That's how it happened. And then they get released because of their pro-family, pro-life views that everybody knew they held before with an HGTV. They were vetted. It was understood. And yet, HGTV either makes the decision or gets bullied into making a foolish decision. 866-34-TRUTH. Right, we've reconnected with Elisha in Newark. Thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire.
Michael,
you are Elisha versus Elisha. Is that correct?
Yes.
Elisha. All right, that's how the name is pronounced biblically, Elisha.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to say that our leaders are becoming political. We need them to stand up and speak the truth, and speak the truth of the Word of God, and you know, tell the world for us, because this is a battle, and we are losing a whole generation because they want to be politically correct. And I just need Bishop T.D. Jakes to just, you know, stand for the truth of the Word of God. And, you know, he has a lot of connections to the secular world. I no longer listen to him since he's been on Super Soul Sundays with Oprah. And I just feel like his ties to the secular world is what's holding him back from, you know, speaking the truth, but speaking it in love.
Yeah, and, you know, Elisha, I don't know what causes one to do certain things, but for sure, these were not clear answers from a Christian leader. These sounded more like politically correct answers. And I'm looking at this headline on ChristianNews.net from Detroit. Just yesterday, a coalition of black pastors filed an amicus brief in court on Wednesday asking that it overturn a lower court's decision that declared Michigan's marriage amendment unconstitutional. So the people of Michigan voted 59% of the vote, excuse me, back in 2004, said that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. A judge overturned this. This is happening across the country. And they said this, one's racial background is a completely different issue from a person's sexual activities. A person's sexuality and sexual preferences, however, are not their state of being or even an immutable aspect of who they are, as race is. The truth of the matter is that it's merely activity in which they engage. The state has no responsibility to promote any person's sexual proclivities, whether heterosexual, homosexual, or otherwise. This is from a coalition of black pastors in Michigan. 110 African-American pastors in Michigan standing up for righteousness, leading the way. God bless them. And to me, that's a stark contrast from Bishop Jakes on CNN. We got some more sound bites and your calls when we come back.
It's the line. Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, just a quick note. If you were planning on ordering Can You Be Gay and Christian and you use an e-reader, a Kindle, if you order the book, it's 40% off on Amazon, the paperback, and then you get the e-book for Kindle at 70% off, just $2.99. So just to mention that you don't do that through us, you do that directly on Amazon, Can You Be Gay and Christian? Currently number one in books under religion and spirituality, religious studies, specifically gender and sexuality. It's also been number one on gay and lesbian nonfiction. And then specific demographics, gay and lesbian, number one. The interest in the book has been beyond what I was even expecting. So really pleased to see that. And just saw a new review to the book. And the reviewer named Emily said this: "This book broke me in the best of ways. Every word of this book is drenched in love for God and neighbor. Praise God." That's how she just starts the review. I'm so glad that she felt that and experienced that. 866-34-TRUTH. I want to play another clip before I go back to your phone calls. Another clip from Aaron Burnett interviewing Bishop T.D. Jakes. Again, the controversy, the Benham brothers being dropped from their reality TV show because of their pro-family, pro-life views. And this is now the third question that Aaron Burnett is asking T.D. Jakes. Clip number five.
Do you think there's a double standard? When you say something that is seen as conservative, you get judged more harshly than something that is judged as seen as socially liberal.
Of course. That's a no-brainer. Of course. Here, Michael Sam, first openly gay NFL football player, gets celebrated around the nation, kisses his boyfriend on national TV, and it gets played and replayed over and over. And by the way, even Americans who are tolerant and liberal, the majority are saying that it was offensive. Shouldn't have been done, especially in sports and children watching, which is very interesting. He gets a reality TV show with Oprah, which has been postponed because it did not work out well with the NFL. Here's attention on this one guy, and I thought it was about team. Here you have others express pro-life, pro-family views, and they get dropped from reality TV show. Come on. A secular network's going to have a conservative Christian come on and do, say, what Ellen DeGeneres does? Oh, no, they'd be bigoted and homophobic and couldn't do that. Of course there's a double standard. There's without question. Aaron Burnett is asking, what does Bishop Jake say? Clip number six next. This is his answer.
I think it depends on where you say it, and that's very interesting. Even what television station you say it on, that we have divided into so many tribal ideas that I think it's detrimental to our country. I think we really need to meet with a centrist idea and focus on things that we can agree on, and enjoy the fact that we do have diversity in this country. If we're going to teach tolerance on one side, then we also have to teach tolerance on both sides. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I think that's something that both sides need to understand.
All right. How about saying, yes, there's a double standard? No, it's not a matter of which station or not. We're talking about secular TV in general. We're not talking about if you're on, you know, Islam for America, you can say more of a pro-Islamic statement or something. Or if you're on an Orthodox Jewish radio station, you can. No, we're talking about just in general in the media. Everybody knew what her question. And of course, there's a double standard. Why have to come in with a centrist message? Man, that's politics. And then notice the keywords, diversity and tolerance. Okay, yeah, it's true. If someone wants diversity, it has to go both ways. I agree. If someone wants tolerance, it has to go both ways. I agree with that. But once again, it's a political answer, not a gospel answer, in my view. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to the phones in Brooklyn, New York. Ronald. Well, obviously, Ronald's not there. Let's go to Martinsburg, West Virginia. Summer, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi. I think he's being so political and want to be so conservative about it, and I think he should be ashamed of himself. He has a real opportunity to speak the truth in love. I think there's a good way to deliver things, and he didn't do it. And so if he's trying to do a popularity contest, then he should have never been a Christian. He should have never been a bishop. I think that is totally wrong. We're constantly thrown into our children watching two girls kiss on one of their favorite shows, or watching people homosexuality on TV, movies, and everything. But when we want a good Christian movie, then they start ranting and raving about it and how bad we are. Why can't we speak the truth? We are Americans, too. We have the right to speak our truth, too, in love and, you know, have the Bible to back it up. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous, and he should have been ashamed of himself.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this is very common among other Christian leaders, that when they have the spotlight on them, or even from their own pulpits, that they speak in a more political way than a more gospel way?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of the big name guys, I think they go up there and they speak what is politically correct because of some of their backing. Like, he has Oprah, and he does. He likes the fundage coming in, and I think it's all about popularity and how big their church is. When it's some of these other guys who aren't well named, who are going out there and actually doing the business and actually preaching the gospel and getting these laws passed. I think it's when you have an opportunity to serve God, you should do it in every sort of way, no matter what the consequence is.
Yeah, Summer, I absolutely agree with you. Again, we don't know anyone's motivation for why they do what we do, but we do know the words that are spoken. And it's not to say that Bishop Jakes is not active in Christian ways and is not active in helping in humanitarian ways. I'm sure he is in many regards. It's simply a matter of when you are before the media, and he's in front of major media in terms of secular media far more than I am. He has an amazing open door. He could probably be on every day of the week on different stations that want to hear what he has to say. Don't be political. Mention the name of Jesus. Mention the word of God. You know, I trust you're not ashamed of that. And instead of the buzzwords, diversity, tolerance, centrist, speak the truth. There is an anti-Christian agenda. Hey, thank you for the call. I was watching, I guess, Megyn Kelly's show. Was it Friday night? There was a guest host on. I've only seen little snippets of her show. I don't watch a lot of TV news. I normally just read transcripts of things the next day if something is of interest, or maybe catch a clip on YouTube. But there was a discussion about the Benham brothers and being fired and then rehired by SunTrust within a 24-hour period after being released by HGTV because of their pro-family, pro-life views, after some right-wing watch website, some ultra-liberal, heavily funded website went after them. And there were two women. Things got so heated that the host actually had to shut it down. They were talking over each other to the point you couldn't hear either one. But the one started out, I totally agreed with her. She's saying, yes, they're, you know, that this is an assault on simple, basic Christian family biblical values. And the other woman said that the Benhams were just attention seekers, which, of course, is totally contrary to the truth. They were not looking for a reality TV show. They were doing their job. They weren't thinking about it any more than you and I are thinking about it. When someone came knocking on the door and said, hey, we think you guys could really do well on a TV show, and we want you to look into it. And then two different stations were competing for them and wanting them to come on. And then she says that they hold these political views that they're trying to cloak in religiosity, and it has nothing to do with Christianity. And yeah, I mean, I was shocked to hear the extremism from this woman. It was absolute extremism. Sorry, I don't know what her name was, who she was, but she was taking the other side. And to her, this is not Christian at all. Being pro-family, pro-life has nothing to do with being Christian. There are other Christians that don't agree with these things. And the Benhams are just political. And basically, they have these political views that they couch in the gospel. Actually, they're not politically active. They are gospel activists. They are not politically active. They hold to these views because of Scripture. Because Scripture is pro-life, and because Scripture is pro-family, and because Scripture is pro-marriage. That's why they hold to these things. You know, they'll vote for candidates that hold to these things as well, but they are not political activists or politically motivated people in any sense of the word. I know I've worked with them closely over the last 10 years. That's how things are getting characterized. There is an anti-Christian attack. Those of us who hold to biblical values are being labeled extremists and fanatics. And the more the culture shifts, the more we will be called these things. That's why all the more do we need to speak up. Oh, and I got a tweet about this yesterday and read a little bit more about it since someone just mentioned Christian movies. How about the Pixar movie? So the amazing animated movie makers, How to Train Your Dragon 2. It's the sequel to, I guess, a very popular first movie for kids, How to Train Your Dragon. One of the characters comes out as gay. We'll be right back.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown, blessed and delighted to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go right to the phone, starting in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Marie, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Good afternoon. I agree with the people that are on before me and your opinions, Dr. Brown. We thank you for putting the word out there. But my question, along with Aaron Burnett's questioning, is should someone who has no problem promoting the abortion of millions of babies be allowed not merely to have a reality show, but to be allowed to be the president of one of the most powerful nations in the world?
Yeah, talk about a double standard, huh?
I can't take it.
Obviously, you know, the people voted, and that's the way it works if Americans want to vote for that. But I have to say in all candor that many Americans who voted for Barack Obama put their head in the sand in terms of his abortion activism. When he was Senator Obama, and I want to reiterate, he could be black or white or green or yellow or purple. He could be Jew or Gentile. He could be male or female. All of that is utterly irrelevant in terms of what I'm saying. When he was a senator, I told people his views are radically pro-abortion and radically pro-gay activist. And if elected, unless God changes his heart, he will be the most radical pro-homosexual, pro-abortion president in America's history. And of course, he's been that very thing. I had voters tell me the second time around they couldn't vote for him because they found out what I was saying was true the first time around. I had others say I voted the second time and I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. I know those are not the only issues, but to me, it is impossible. I'd rather sit out an election or send in a protest vote than vote for someone that has that much blood on their hands and that now I am empowering them to do what they do. I'd rather have the administration fail in many other ways. So, Marie, thank you for the call. 866-34-TRUTH. So if you didn't hear the story, I guess a very popular children's movie, How to Train Your Dragon, the amazing animated work of Pixar. I mean, how they do what they do is absolutely mind-boggling to me, the creativity behind it and the technical excellence behind it. So there's a character named Gobber. What is he, a Viking? I think a big, strong guy and not married. And Colin Ferguson, I guess a late night show host, that's how he's billed. I'm not familiar with who he is exactly. He apparently does the voiceovers for this cartoon character, this animated character. And there was some explanation why he's not married. And then Colin Ferguson ad-libbed and said, yeah, and another reason, meaning, yeah, figure it out because I'm gay. That's what's happening in the animation. And the folks in, yeah, now we just have to work that into the actual animation itself. And they said, look, we want everyone to know these movies are not just for children, they're for adults also. So they want to get this message out. Now you might have even missed it, might have been subtle, but if you know that's their intent with all of the amazing animated work that they do and the talent involved in it. Come on, can't you just put out a children's movie without a gay activist little subplot weaved into it? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Carol in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Thank you for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Well, I agree that abortions, I believe that abortions are wrong. But how can I, okay, what I'm trying to say is that they're wrong. But people are still going to do them if you vote for them or not. They're just going to do it illegally, and people are still going to die. But you got to remember, to me, Satan rules this world. He rules this world.
So we shouldn't have fought against slavery, right? Would you agree with that?
No, that's wrong. We can't put that with people making their views. That's how we get.
All right. So you're saying we should have opposed slavery, but we shouldn't oppose abortion? You don't think that there have been millions and millions and millions more abortions because it's been made available and promoted, as opposed to someone doing it secretly and illegally?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So what we want to do, Carol? Let me just suggest this to you. Yeah, the world is messed up. I understand. We're not trying to take over the world, and we're not thinking that if we just get in power, that we will now somehow take over and make everybody live like Christians. No, what we say is this. We have a vote like everybody else. I want to vote for a candidate that's pro-life. I want to vote for a candidate that's pro-marriage. I want to vote for a candidate that stands with Israel. There are key values to me. There are other things that are important too, but those are very important to me. So I'm going to vote for that, and I'm going to advocate for that. I'm going to do what I can to work with those who help moms who change their minds and want to have their baby. I want to work with them whatever in any way I can. My friend Frank Turek often points out that the law can do one of three things. It can prohibit, it can permit, it can promote. When the courts say something is legal, that now gives it a certain status that basically promotes it. You better be sure that marijuana use has skyrocketed in states like Colorado and Washington that have now, quote, legalized it. So this is what we have to realize. We can make a difference. And I've said if the world's going to go to hell, then I'm going to be a holy speed bump in the way to stop it. And as Dr. King said, Martin Luther King, the church must be reminded it's not the master of the state or the servant of the state, but the conscience of the state. All right, Tim, Ken, Tulio, Deborah, stay right there. We will be taking a break at the top of the hour, but then I'm going to be getting to phone calls very quickly in the next hour. So stay right there. Our phone lines are jammed, but those of you online right now, we'll get to you very, very quickly. And friends, this is a great time to partner with us. You know, everywhere we go, people are thanking me for doing what we're doing. And hey, it's my calling and it's my privilege. I'm thrilled to have the privilege and opportunity. There's so many things you do I couldn't do. There's so many things moms do in the home I could never do, and you do in the place of business I could never do. But what God's given me to do, I can do. And we are on the front lines, heading to Israel, where we're on the front lines of Jewish ministry, standing for righteousness and being your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. And as always, we encourage you to become Torchbearers monthly supporters. And what we're doing now is for everyone that signs up as a Torchbearer, puts aside $1 a day, $30 or more per month, our thank you gift when you sign up is we're sending you a brand new edition, first ever, the entire Bible, Tree of Life Messianic Version, which is worth $30 hardcover. That's my thank you gift when you sign up as a Torchbearer. Would you join us today? Hold my hands up as we're on the front lines. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or just go to my website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. My bottom line today, yes, there is much cultural deterioration. So now is not the time for compromise, but for clarity. Let it be sounded from the pulpits around the world. Well, what do you think? Are the culture wars over? Has the church lost the culture in this generation? And what about our leaders? Are some of them trying to be more politicians than preachers?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
In the midst of society's moral and cultural confusion, it is high time for the preachers of America to speak with all the more clarity, not compromise, to be preachers of the gospel and not politicians. And I mean politicians in the negative sense of the word. Thank God for good politicians, but the negative sense of the word. 866-34-TRUTH. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. I'll be playing some clips from Bishop T.D. Jakes on Aaron Burnett about 10 days ago. Nancy had watched the show and wanted me to watch, and with all respect to the good that Bishop Jakes may do in other ways, we were both floored with what seemed to be just politically correct, ambiguous answers. When Aaron Burnett was genuinely as liberal as she can be and hostile as she can be to our cause, she wasn't being hostile to Bishop Jakes, who is respected enough in the CNN circles that he could just speak his mind freely. 866-34-TRUTH. So I'll play some of those clips for you. And here, this goes back to November 17th, 2009. T.D. Jakes on with Larry King and talking about Mormon Church. Larry King says fought against gay marriage in California, etc. And he's asking about same-sex so-called marriage. And Larry King says, do you favor equality in treatment? Jakes, oh, absolutely. And I'm against abuse to gay people and the hate crimes and so many things that we can agree on. I think the problem is now that we exacerbate what we don't agree on rather than focusing on what we can agree on. Can you at least say that same-sex so-called marriage is not marriage? Can you at least say that, sir? Can you at least say that God made a man to marry a woman and a woman to marry a man? That being said, I deplore bullying and hatred and so on and so forth, and we can hold to those views while being neighbors to our gay friends. 866-34-TRUTH. I'll play some actual clips for you in a moment. To Centerville, Virginia, Tim, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to say one thing that really disturbs me is, well, the left is obviously full of zealots, and one example of this is this reality show being shut down. But one thing is like, if I go on your Facebook page, Dr. Brown, or, like, the Discus to comment, I feel like sometimes I'm on the GLAD page. There's, like, so many people from the left coming in to, like, refute your points and shoot you down. However, when I go on, like, the Planned Parenthood Facebook page, I'm, like, the lone warrior there arguing with, like, 100 different people. So I'm just wondering, where are all these people from the right to come attack these left groups, you know, on the Internet?
Yeah, here's the deal. A lot of the sites that you mentioned, the liberal ones, they will not allow the other opinions to be posted, and they'll be pulled immediately.
When I go on Planned Parenthood Action, I argue with like 100 different people for hours straight. They're not pulling mine.
If you're able to do that, then yeah. Here's what I would say: that those often on the left have been much more aggressive getting online. And Tim, the truth be told, sometimes I'm looking for Christians to come on and give a reasonable argument, and they'll quote the same verse thinking that's it. It's like, okay, you quoted the verse. I'm glad you quoted scripture. Now you have to explain it. Now you have to apply it. Now you have to help somebody to see the truth there. And there are what are called trolls, you know, people that look for certain articles, they watch for them. And as soon as they're up there, you know, I write on a Christian website and moments later, it gets flooded with comments from gay activists and others. And I tell Christians, here's a great time for you to get involved. Here's a great way to sharpen the sword of interaction, to learn how to reach out, to learn how to tackle objections. That's why I tell people, go to Amazon, post reviews, interact, because otherwise, Tim, you're 100% right. Others dominate the conversation. Let us get our message out on social media.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Here is a great quote from A.W. Tozer. We are not diplomats, but prophets, and our message is not a compromise, but an ultimatum. 866-34-TRUTH. Bishop Jakes was asked November 17th, 2009, by Larry King, are you against abortion? I'm against abortion personally. I'm against abortion. I think that one of the things that's important to me, for me, life begins at conception. My understanding of it makes me believe that the life begins at conception. The great thing about this country is that we have so many diverse people. I respect other people's views who see it differently from what I do. I'm not narrow-minded, but that's my opinion about it. I would hate to see that stop us from getting health care to people who really need it. Okay, you say clearly pro-life, life begins at conception. But is it great that we have diverse views, that some people think it's fine to kill babies in the womb? Is that great? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's play again, right before I go back to the phones, clip number one again, Joey Aaron Burnett asking T.D. Jakes about an agenda.
This is a fascinating topic of conversation in this country. Do you think there is an agenda in this country that is seeking to silence people of faith?
Answer, of course, yes. Without question, unambiguously, yes. And here is the answer from Bishop Jakes. This is clip number two from May 9th with Aaron Burnett on CNN.
I think the more and more we bring diversity into this country, the more we're going to have these kind of debates. And what we need to find is a way for us to agree not to agree on everything, because you're not going to get a homogeneous society with this many people in one country.
Sounds political to me. And second question that is, and I got into this in depth in the first hour, that's why I'm not rehashing all of my answer. Clip number three about the Benham brothers losing their reality TV show over their pro-life, pro-family views. Number three.
When it comes to this issue of gay marriage, as just one example, do you think it's appropriate that someone could make comments like they had made about a homosexual agenda taking over the country and have a TV reality show?
Of course, yeah. Unambiguously. Yes, they should be able to say we're pro-life, pro-family. And HGTV knew that before they came under pressure to drop them. Of course you should be able to have a reality TV show if you believe marriage is marriage. Of course. And the context about homosexual agenda taken in context were more an indictment on the church's lack of action. And clip number four, this is what Bishop Jake says in response.
I'm concerned if we ever get to the point, there are a lot of people who say things that I don't agree with, that I don't like, but I defend their right to be able to have their opinion. I think when we take away our right for opinion, we have taken away the freedom of speech. I think it's very important that we maintain that, even when you're saying something that I don't agree with, that's what makes America different and set apart from other parts of the world.
Of course we should be able to speak and disagree, but my impression would be that he disagreed with what they said. I cannot imagine a conservative Christian disagreeing with anything that they said. That's a shocker. That's a shocker. And when Bishop Jakes was asked by Larry King if the health care laws included payment for abortion, would you ask people to vote for it? And he said, I don't think that would let me that would deter me from voting for it. Wow. These are serious issues, friends. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Tampa, Florida. Ken, you're next on the Line of Fire.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Brown. This is Ken Hersey down here in Tampa.
Hey, Ken.
I have met you down here, but anyway, I'm working with a fellow pregnancy center in the Tampa Bay area, Saul Pritchin. I don't know if you know him. His mother is a Holocaust survivor.
No, wonderful. I'm glad they have a pregnancy crisis center. That's terrific.
His mother was worked on by Dr. Mengele.
No. Unreal.
They tried to make her sterile, and Saul still got born. A miracle.
What a story. Yeah, Matt, let's make a note to look into that. What's the last name again?
I'd like to actually get a movie done about it, and that's what I'm working on, producing some Christian movies right now. But I'm also working to start Yes, Israel, and that's to go stop, see how is Israel stopping abortion? You know that they are very successful at it?
Here, there are two things. Number one, Israel, as a humanistic liberal country in terms of its great majority, is pro-abortion, sad to say. If you serve in the military, you get every woman gets two free abortions. So there's promiscuity and there's abortion. Now, the very orthodox oppose it. Then you have groups like an Efrat working with Rabbi Riskin, that they are pro-life. You have other Messianic Jewish and Christian groups that are pro-life in Israel. But there needs to be a massive pro-life movement in Israel. It's a reproach on the nation that it is not strongly pro-life.
Doc, the man from Efrat, that's who I met here at the synagogue in Tampa, is Shresh David. And what he is he's a Holocaust survivor also. And what he said is, Hitler killed enough of our children. Let's stop it. So what he does is he goes and gives the young lady that'll have an interview with him 2 years of free care for the baby. Everything is paid for.
Yep.
Every
diaper, how we can help.
Every diaper, everything she's going to need.
Right. And they say, how can they help? That's the question they ask. Our friends, the Benham Brothers, have Cities for Life, and they do similar things. They work with different ministries and organizations. If someone says they want to have the baby, then they'll work with them. They'll get baby showers for them. They'll get support, different things to help them if they want to give the baby up for adoption. Hey, Ken, stay right there. Dwight is going to come on in a moment. I'd love to get Saul's last name just so we can follow up ourselves. So, Ken, it's going to be a moment before Dwight's free. So we're not getting your contact info, but Saul's last name with the Pregnancy Crisis Center, so we can find out more about his story and his mom's story. That is absolutely extraordinary. That is a testimony of life. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll go to Charlotte, North Carolina. Tulio, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yes, loud and clear, sir.
I'd love for you to comment on this idea. I read somewhere on the internet that the morality of same-sex sexuality, it was an immoral issue because at the time, years and thousands of years ago, there was a need for an increase in the population. And now we're trying to continue that morality when we have plenty of individuals living on this planet. I just didn't know if you could comment on that.
In other words, the biblical mandate, peru revu in Hebrew, be fruitful and multiply. Yes, that's a heterosexual mandate. That's only something that a male and female can fulfill. Even with a same-sex couple, to bring a child into the world, you still need a male and female together to be able to do that. But now that the world has over 7 billion people, and in some parts of the world we seem to even be overpopulated, that this is not the issue. But of course, that's a misguided statement. I really appreciate you raising it, because we often hear that objection. God did not just design a man to be with a woman and a woman to be with a man for the purpose of procreation only, but that design shows who he brought together to be married. Marriage outside of male-female union is completely unknown in Scripture. You might as well talk about marrying a piece of wood or marrying a dog or marrying an airplane. In terms of a biblical mentality, the only possible components for marriage were male and female. And it is not only so as to be able to reproduce, but what Scripture indicates is that the woman is taken out of the man. Adam, as created, was male and female. And then the woman is called Isha because she's taken out of the Ish, the man. That's the play on words in Hebrew. And now when the two come together again, they have that compatibility and that complementarity. And also, in terms of just male-female in general, the ability to reproduce. But God brings together males and females who cannot reproduce. And when you're 80 years old, you can't reproduce. Unless you're Abraham and Sarah, you can't reproduce. And it's still a valid, blessed marriage. So this was nothing to do with simply for the purposes of population. This was the way God established things and set them up. So, very simple and plain in that regard. And for many other reasons, even emotional compatibility. I understand people want company. I understand someone who's same-sex attracted says, hey, I want a partner, I want a friend, I want someone to spend my life with. I understand it. That's the way human beings are made. However, we do not change God's ways or God's word or God's standards to conform to our sexual desires and romantic attractions. Thank you, sir, for the call. I want to play a few more clips for you and get your calls as well. So stay right there. I am coming your way right after the break. And boy, I am so excited. I can't believe it's already here. Right after the show, head to Philadelphia, fly into Philadelphia, Charlotte to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia to Tel Aviv. And then next day, meet our tour group. If you're among the tour group, cannot wait to meet you at the airport. 866-34-TRUTH. We will be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire broadcast. Hey, I've got some more audio clips to play for you from Aaron Burnett's interview with Bishop T.D. Jakes. I've taken exception to some of the responses that seem far more political than gospel to me. 866-34-TRUTH. Before I go to the phones, I wrote an article a few days ago, Let the Separation Come, saying, yeah, there's going to be division and pain in the body, but let it come. Let's find out who starts with God and says, what are God's characteristics and how can I please him, versus who starts with people, what are our characteristics and how could God please us? The division will come over gay activism and where the church stands on that. And compassion tells the truth. Love tells the truth. Again, to read from a recent review, a brand new review I just spotted moments ago on the Amazon website. Emily said, every word of this book, Can You Be Gay and Christian, is drenched in love for God and neighbor. She said, this book not only clarified the Bible's stance on homosexuality, but also ministered deeply to my own spirit and challenged me to a deeper level of personal holiness and sanctification to the Lord. But the publishers of the Matthew Vines book, God and the Gay Christian, they are part of an evangelical publishing group. The head of the company oversees the more liberal Christian side and the evangelical side. People work on projects together. And NRB, National Religious Broadcasters, went to Steve Cobb. I wrote an article about this, A Shameful Day in Evangelical Christian Publishing. And they went to Steve Cobb, who is the head of Convergent Books, which is also part of Waterbook Multnomah imprint. They publish books by John Piper, Jeremiah, Randy Alcorn, and others, but all under the same leadership. The NRB's Code of Ethics, this is National Religious Broadcasters, states, I will refrain from any sexual conduct or lifestyle, such as homosexuality or adultery, which is inconsistent with Scripture or any promotion of the same. So President Stephen Cobb of the publisher had said these words about a pro-homosexual book that says same-sex relationships can be blessed by God if monogamous and committed. He said, we believe the book offers a thoughtful examination of Scripture on the topic of same-sex relationships from a bold young evangelical writer whose first calling is to promote a civil, loving, and biblically based conversation on the subject. Of course, I confronted Stephen Cobb over that. We reached out to him to have him on the air to explain his view, and our invitation was either not responded to or declined. Yeah, we got no response to it. Well, he has now chosen to resign and pull the entire publishing house out of NRB. Let the separation come, and let the fine Christian authors and fine Christian workers with Multnomah and Waterbrook say, hey, if this is the same organization, we're going to have to find other publishers and let them all make a move together if they're able to do that. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Medford, Long Island. Deborah, welcome to The Line of Fire.
Hi, good afternoon. Regarding Pastor Jakes, I've been a Christian for over 40 years, and I have seen mega churches rising up from the 70s. I'm a New Yorker. Maybe I just have a cynical point of view. But I think when
it's kind of built into our personality a bit, it has to get renewed out of us in Jesus. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I think the primary motivation as these churches get larger and larger, this is just me, I think it's money. Because when you have the opportunity to stand up, but you have to bring in millions and millions of dollars because, you know, you start tickling itching ears, and that money is going to come rolling in. And it's not just Pastor Jakes. I have seen several others, and it's disturbing, yes. It's just my opinion.
Let me say this, Deborah. You can be a church with 50 people, and money pressure is just as real. Because if you know, you have one member who gives like half the budget, and if they get offended, they leave, and then you can't pay for your children's worker, or the pastor doesn't get a salary, you get kicked out of a building. Everyone can have an issue of how they respond to money. But this much we know, when you have a lot of people, it's easier to cater to the crowds and to become politically correct and to be politicians more than preachers. That's why I commend, and by the way, there are fine megachurches in New York City that speak the truth, that don't compromise, that don't hold back, that lay things out as they are. And there are Southern Baptist churches and charismatic churches that are megachurches that speak the truth. But I had on the air last Friday Pastor Steve Riggle from a church of about 18,000 in Houston, Texas, been there 30 years, highly, highly respected leader in the community. He has challenged the lesbian mayor of Houston and her gay activist agenda clearly, boldly, and in a Christ-like spirit, and has rallied many, many leaders together, enlisted Pastor Ed Young of Second Baptist, one of the biggest churches in the country as well, to stand against an ordinance that was going to be passed in the city. And he said it's hard, though, to get other megachurch pastors to join. Look, sometimes there is this thing when you just say it a certain way and you're popular, and that just doesn't work. That's not gospel. Paul says in Galatians 1, if I yet please men, I would not be the servant of Messiah. Pleasing people in terms of being compassionate, meeting needs, amen. Pleasing people in terms of, if I say this, what are they going to think? No, you can't. You can't. You can't do the will of God. Thanks, Deborah. You can't do the will of God constantly looking over your shoulder. What are people going to think? No. Think if Jesus was like that. Come on. Think if Jesus was like that. Well, if I say this, I'm going to lose the crowds. You know, Leonard Ravenhill said that Jesus would have had the most rapidly shrinking church in the world, that the multitudes keep leaving him and the numbers keep getting smaller and smaller until he looks at his own disciples in John 6 and says, you're going to leave me too? And after his resurrection, who's gathered around him? The core group. And that's who he was looking for. And that's who he poured himself into. I would rather have 100 people seriously committed than 10,000 lukewarm. Now I have friends who say, give me the 10,000 lukewarm and I'll get you 1,000 seriously committed. Could be. But if you gather the 10,000 through a lukewarm message, the moment you give a real red hot message, they're all going to leave. 866-3-4-TRUTH. All right, friends, I just saw this note that someone posted on Twitter, and it blessed me to see it. They said this: thank you for taking a stand and for saying it with love. Your stand is clear and to the point, and my thoughts exactly. That's what we mean by being your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. But if we're going to be your voice, we need your help to do it. And we're doing something really special this week. If you become a torchbearer, one of our card-carrying Jesus revolutionaries, your gift of $30 or more per month, so if you're able to set aside a dollar a day per month, some can easily do more, some that's a stretch to do it by faith, but stand with us, become a torchbearer, and my thank you gift, when you sign up, will be worth and more than your first month's gift. We'll send you a $30 complete hardcover version, I say complete Old and New Testament of the Tree of Life Messianic version of the Bible. We are among the first ministries anywhere in America to get these, and we'll send that and pay the postage when you sign up today. So give us a call, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. You'll see right the first or second slide that comes up. Become a torchbearer, and we'll stand with you. You'll stand with us. We'll make a difference.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Ah, Joey, at the same moment that my wife Nancy, literally, with the emails arriving with, well, both at 3:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Joey and from my wonderful bride, Nancy. A federal judge has ruled that Oregon's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. It's all going to turn. It's all going to turn. Let these activist judges overrule the will of the people, and they may have success for a period of time. But you cannot do that in state after state after state as they are doing without repercussions, without the people saying, this is not what we voted for, this is not what we signed up for, and you got no business telling us that it's unconstitutional to tell two men or two women that they cannot be, quote, married, because marriage, no matter what people say, marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And if it's not, then words have no meaning. Then you have female husbands and male wives. And by the way, that's what you can have now in some countries. And you can have male fathers and, it's so bizarre, it's even hard to say it right. Male mothers and female fathers, according to a bill in California. And on it goes. 866-34-TRUTH. This was T.D. Jakes. I'm with Aaron Burnett, May 9th. The backdrop is the releasing of the Benhams from the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham, my good friends from the reality TV show on HGTV. And Aaron Burnett is setting up T.D. Jakes to give clear, good gospel answers. As liberal as she is, she's pitching him a slow curve that he should knock out of the park. I played a few of these clips already. I want to repeat one more and then go into some we haven't played and take your calls. Get your feedback as well. Does this sound like being political, or is this what preachers should be doing? 866-34-TRUTH. Clip number 5.
Do you think there's a double standard? When you say something that is seen as conservative, you get judged more harshly than something that is judged as seen as socially liberal?
And the answer is, of course, absolutely, without question, there is an extreme bias, especially in the media, the secular media and secular TV, against those who hold conservative Christian values. Of course, there is no question about it. And here is how Bishop Jakes answers. This is clip number 6. And this, to me, is an entirely political answer. Notice the word centrist, diversity, tolerance. Go ahead.
I think it depends on where you say it, and that's very interesting. Even what television station you say it on, that we have divided into so many tribal ideas that I think it's detrimental to our country. I think we really need to meet with a centrist idea and focus on things that we can agree on, and enjoy the fact that we do have diversity in this country. If we're going to teach tolerance on one side, then we also have to teach tolerance on both sides. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I think that's something that both sides need to understand.
All right, I agree with the second part. If you're going to teach diversity, let it be diversity. If you're going to teach tolerance, let it be tolerance. I had a group say, we can't work with you because we're inclusive. I mean, it's just Orwellian doublespeak and words having the opposite meaning of what they really mean. I said for years that in the gay activist lexicon, diversity means my way or the highway. Tolerance means intolerance, and inclusiveness means exclusivity. You do it our way or not at all. But Bishop Jakes, can't you plainly say that marriage is a foundational element in our country and redefining it messes up the whole country? Can't you plainly say that we're in a position today where if you're pro-life and pro-family and pro-marriage, you're considered to be an extremist? You're considered to hold to unchristian positions because Christians are tolerant. You know, these things grieve me. I'm being plain and straight with you, and I contrast that with 110 black pastors in Michigan who have filed an amicus brief with the court saying, listen, you have redefined marriage. We voted for marriage as the union of man and woman in our state. You are redefining it now, and you're comparing gay rights to civil rights, and that's not right, and that's not accurate, and that's not historic, and that's not true.
Change the world. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, I mentioned this in the first hour. I've been on Daily Talk Radio for 6 years now. And if I've mentioned the name of Bishop Jakes more than a handful of times, I honestly don't remember. You have to understand, there are folks, especially since I challenged Pastor MacArthur on his cessationism, that there are folks that would be in his camp that are writing to me constantly, how come you haven't called out T.D. Jakes? He's a heretic. How come? And honestly, I haven't followed his ministry. I simply haven't followed his ministry. There are a lot of things to focus on, and I focus on what burdens me and what's on my heart, what I feel the Lord wants me to focus on. And there are issues that come up that I address. So focusing on T.D. Jakes and his ministry has not been one of them. I appreciate good that he does. I appreciate humanitarian work that he does. And there are certain things I've heard, quotes, sound bites, other things that I really differ with. And that's what I'm talking about on the air today. So for those who are expecting a certain perspective and I'm going to bash this or that, no, I'm not God's policeman here to follow every ministry. There are organizations and ministries, that's what they do. And some of them, they need someone now to be a watchdog on their ministry because they have their biases. But thank God for those that do a good job of exposing error and that are more balanced and not biased in their approaches. But these are things that grieve me. When I hear, I don't know the motivation of his heart, God knows, but when I hear things that sound like just being politically correct rather than preaching the gospel, that absolutely grieves me. Let's go to Mansfield, Texas. Tiffany, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, thank you for welcoming me, Dr. Brown. I just wanted to share that I am a conservative Christian. I do not agree with gay marriage. However, I do think that in this day and age, I do not also compare their struggle with the civil rights movement, because of course you're born of a certain race and you are not, in my opinion, born gay. But I do want to share that I don't think it's wise also to be very divisive. I think that you can speak the truth, and I do mean the truth, as in I do not agree with gay marriage, and I do not agree with the lifestyle, but I think you have to speak the truth in love. And it burdens me when the Christian community, when we kind of, I guess, slight each other. That is concerning to me, because I would like to project that we're unified. And I remember when Joel Osteen got the same fallout because he didn't answer the question as straight as some people thought maybe that he should have. Whereas by him, we really don't know what he was led, or how he was led by God to answer the question. So it is always a little bit, I think, scary for me when we appear, even though we may not be, to be divisive. So mm-hmm. For me, I just want the truth spoken and spoken in love. That's all.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So let me just interact with you about that for a moment, if I may. If someone has a track record of not speaking directly on a certain subject, when they have a platform to do it, and when God has given them a voice to speak to millions and millions of people, and now their lack of clarity brings confusion to the society and hurts the church, isn't it important for us to address that? In other words, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14 that if the trumpet sounds an uncertain sound, no one knows what to do. So if the fire alarm in the building sounds like the elevator music playing, people, instead of running out of the building, burn to death. So if a preacher, if a teacher, if a minister has a public platform and they have the opportunity to speak the truth in love, and instead they send out a confusing message, isn't that hurting a lot of people?
I think any time you have an opportunity being a part of the church, and I mean the true church, and I'm including myself and everything that I believe and that you believe because our beliefs are shared, yes, I do believe that you're hurting the church if you're not speaking the truth in love. However, I also think that it depends on the platform sometimes, because if you follow some of the things that certain people say, on the one hand, and in certain situations, they do address it, but in another situation, they may not address it as accurately and as directly as maybe we would like to. But I also think it has to do with patient persistence. You have to watch the continuum and not just one particular energy.
All right, so that's where I agree. In other words, I would contrast, I don't know Joel Osteen personally, but I would absolutely radically contrast Billy Graham with Joel Osteen. When Billy Graham had situations on secular TV that was just as secular, you know, certain things in society are worse, but whether he was on with Woody Allen or he was on with Phil Donahue or he was on with Johnny Carson, he spoke the truth with love. No one could deny the love was there, and he was clear and he was definite. I remember seeing him on Johnny Carson decades ago. And Johnny Carson, Johnny Carson said, you know, I'm a little embarrassed to say I can't even name all the Ten Commandments. And Billy Graham looked at him with a smile and said, but you've broken all of them. Joel Osteen doesn't do that on a continuum. It is a disservice to the world, and it is a disservice to the church. And he may have a heart for souls and for the Lord, but if you just want people, and I've said many times, I like seeing his smiling face rather than some angry guy that just, well, the Bible says, and there's nothing personal, there's nothing loving, there's nothing compassionate in their tone, in their face. I'm glad to see the smiling face, but come on, speak the truth clearly. Speak the truth so people understand. Look, I've been in front of secular media. I've been on Tyra Banks. I've been on with Phil Donahue, been on with Piers Morgan last year, and been on with hostile radio hosts. And there's a way to speak the truth in love without watering down the message. But thank you for the conversation, Tiffany. I do appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, so Aaron Burnett asks a question, and this is maybe the most serious question in terms of, okay, how do you answer this? This is clip number 7, Aaron Burnett asking T.D. Jakes, okay, what about verses like this in the Bible, in the book of Exodus, that seem to be pro-slavery? I mean, aren't we using the Bible to be against homosexuality? It's the same Bible that's pro-slavery. So she reads from the book of Exodus, clip number 7.
What I'm curious about is, you know, they made this argument to me last night that this is what their faith believes, that Scripture says that you don't go ahead with gay marriage. This is not something to condone. And I get confused on that because, you know, the Bible also says, and, you know, I'll read it. You probably know all this by heart. But in Exodus, when a man strikes his slave, male or female, with a rod and the slave dies under his hand, he shall be avenged. But if the slave survives a day or two, he is not to be avenged, for the slave is his money.
All right, good question. Let's listen to Bishop Jake's answer. We'll play clip number 8, Joey, and then I will give my response. This one was a bit more direct on a certain level by Bishop Jake's, but here's his response and then how I'd respond in the same situation. Clip number 8.
But Aaron, we can't debate theology in a secular news network because the particular scripture you pulled out of Exodus is an Old Testament scripture written to the children of Israel about a lifestyle that was thousands of years ago.
But couldn't you make the same thing about the Bible saying
you
that
could if you misinterpreted the text? There are texts both Old Testament and New Testament that could argue the point either way. I don't think that this is the forum to debate theology. What we need is a society that embraces the diversity, because there are some people who don't believe in the Bible at all, and they're still Americans. They have a right to have their opinion. So when you start dealing with the theology of it, you can argue the text all day long, but this particular scripture that you used out of Exodus is totally inapplicable to what we're talking about today.
All right. Now, here's the thing. Yes, we agree it's inapplicable, but her point is a good point. What about using that same Bible and those same ancient texts to say that two men shouldn't, quote, marry, or two women shouldn't, quote, marry? Here's the answer. Number one, the text that the laws that God gave to Israel about slavery were in the context of a world that embraced slavery, and Israel's laws are far more humanitarian, number one. Number two, the Bible never celebrates slavery. In fact, it celebrates Israel's liberation from slavery, and the Bible is a book of liberation, which is why William Wilberforce and others like Charles Finney, the abolitionists, were committed Christians. It's committed Christians who fought against slavery in England and in America and led the way in that. And the Bible gives all the seeds for liberation. In contrast, the Bible only sanctions male-female relationships, only recognizes marriages between a man and woman, and every reference to homosexual practice, Old Testament and New Testament, is negative. So whereas you could say that you have to go from Old Testament to New Testament regarding slavery and see the principles laid out, all the principles laid out, Old Testament, New Testament, say marriage is the union of a man and woman, and that any form of homosexual practice under any situation setting is wrong in God's sight. Remember also, Israel, a theocracy, God revealed himself to them directly. We're not talking about America as a theocracy, but I can soundbite those things even more and have in a secular setting. But I've got a whole chapter in my book, Can You Be Gay and Christian, where I deal with this question, are we using the Bible to sanction anti-homosexual practice? So that's in my book, Can You Be Gay and Christian? Found out today it's 40% off on Amazon. And if you order it on Amazon.com, order the paperback because you get the Kindle, the e-version, for just $2.99. So you have the paperback and the e-version for less than the cost of a single book. So might as well go ahead and do that. We'll be right back. One more clip and your calls.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, I've got two more segments of exchange to play from Erin Burnett's interview with T.D. Jakes. Again, the backdrop is she had just had the Benham Brothers on, who were released from HGTV after they... After their comments that were known to HGTV became more widely known pro-family, pro-life comments. And then, by the way, they were fired from SunTrust as realtors handling SunTrust properties Thursday of last week and immediately reinstated with apology on Friday. No, this never was supposed to happen. Let's see SunTrust expose what really happened and why, while being glad they did the right thing there. All right, let's listen to clip number 10. Erin Burnett's wondering, don't we cherry pick with the Bible? Clip number 10. Are we there? What happened to our clips?
When people hide behind, well, scripture says, or my religion says, the Bible says a lot of really hateful stuff. So does the Quran. All of these old texts do. But a lot of really hateful things that you would sit here and say, that's hateful and I don't agree with it. So it seems hard to cherry pick something.
All right. What's the right answer to that? No, actually, the Bible is not hateful. It says that marriage is the union of a man and woman. So nothing hateful there, and that homosexual practice is wrong in God's sight. And you really can't compare the Quran with the Bible. Have you read both completely? Fair answer. Bishop Jakes responds. This is clip number 11. We just got lagged there for a second as Joey was trying to get the clip up. Clip number 11.
These ideas are not fanatical ideas. They may be fanatical in a secular world, but Orthodox Jews have those ideas. Jehovah's Witnesses have those ideas. Baptist, Methodists across the board, Catholic people have that idea. So to pick out a particular group or one or two people as if they were extremists on this particular issue is not a really fair representation of people of faith.
All right. Now, was he saying that the Benhams hold to extreme views and they don't really represent people of faith? I certainly hope not. That would be horrific if he did, because earlier clips we played in the first hour, he seemed to say, well, I don't necessarily agree with everything, but, agree with those things. Or is he saying what I agree with? Hey, don't pick on the Benham Brothers. What they hold to is standard among conservative Jews and Christians and even cults as well. All right, clip number 12, basic, simple question, final question that Erin Burnett had. She's really searching for some simple answers from Bishop Jakes.
So did HGTV do the right thing by canceling the Benham Brothers show?
No, of course not. Utterly ridiculous to even entertain the possibility that they did the right thing. In America, America founded on religious liberties, when two men, godly husbands, fathers, businessmen, say we're pro-life, we're pro-family, but that's not what our show's about. We never discriminate against anybody, nor have we ever been accused of discriminating against anybody. And they get released for that. If they had been if they had not been twin brothers, let's say they'd been a gay couple and their show was and they were famous gay activists, you better believe they'd get a TV show. They could have donated a ton of money to a pro-abortion cause. You better believe they'd get a TV show. Of course it's wrong. Absolutely. Here's how Bishop Jakes responds, clip number 13.
I don't think we get to do the right thing in business, because when the sponsors and the advertisers come against us in fear, sometimes we snuff out things that we might actually agree with. It's a business. So you don't look for justice when money rules.
So can't you say they didn't do the right thing? And by the way, who said that the sponsors spoke up? This was gay activists who spoke up, and HGTV that immediately caved. Who knows if they had presented this in a holistic, positive way, they may have gotten a ton of sponsors, because there's a ton of grassroots support for the Benhams and what the show was going to be about, by the way. So my respectful differences over that with Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'm sure he's not going to lose any sleep over that, but he's a public figure. I'm a public figure. I'm concerned about these things and our witness before the world as I speak to you. We must speak with clarity. And by the way, the Benhams make righteous decisions all the time and don't just do things that are pragmatic. As businessmen, they do what is right. Let's go to Terry in Leahy, Utah. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi. Well, I just want to say that I listen to your show as much as I can, and I really enjoy your show. But these pastors that are walking the line, you know, the Bible is very clear. Be either hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. These lukewarm pastors, they're going to have a problem on that last day. But the real problem we have is that the flock, they're just sitting back and taking all this in. They're not taking responsibility for themselves. You know, every day I pray, Lord, give me some wisdom and discernment to understand your truth. And I think if more and more people did that, pastors like this that are walking the line, they wouldn't have a flock.
Yeah, you know, listen, again, I'm sure there are many positive reasons that people go to Bishop Jakes' church, and many positive things he's done in books and in other ways and in humanitarian work. That doesn't mean that I cannot categorically differ with his approach to these issues, and to use the buzzwords of diversity, tolerance, and centrist, rather than preach the gospel and speak the truth. Come on, you're on the air as a reverend, as a bishop, as a Christian leader. But Terry, I mentioned last week that I got a catalog in from five or six leading publishers, all using the same catalog together as part of probably a larger conglomerate. And so much of it, a vast part of it, was fiction, Christian fiction, and a lot of it kind of romance stories. And then another good part of it, self-help. And the part that was really solid meat was very, very small. And then when I was at the mall, right near our offices, I was at the mall over the weekend, and I decided we had a wonderful graduation at Fire School of Ministry. We had a brunch Saturday, and after that, with the grads and the families, I went over to the mall, and I stopped in the Christian bookstore. I was curious to see which of my new books they were carrying. Excuse me, just the secular bookstore there, Books a Million. And they had a couple of Jewish-related books of mine that were there. But I was stunned to see there was one. Thankfully, there were Bibles there, but I think there were more Bible covers than Bibles. And then there was one shelf with history and theology, if I'm correct, and then shelf after shelf after shelf after shelf of Christian fiction. Is it any wonder that the body is in the state that it's in today? Thank you, sir, for the call. Are you standing with us? Are you partnering with us? I love the encouragement you send. It means the world to me when I see smiling faces and tell me you listen on a regular basis. But can you put aside a dollar a day? Can you make that commitment? Put aside a dollar a day to become a torchbearer, to become a Jesus Revolutionary card-carrying member and of our support team. When you do, not only do we send you a new audio message every month, access to our online classes, 15% discount in our entire bookstore of all of my materials. But what we're doing now this month is sending you as a special gift when you become a torchbearer, $30 value plus postage, and we're covering it all, the complete Old and New Testament of the Tree of Life Messianic version of the Bible, our thank you gift when you become a torchbearer. So call now, stand with us, help amplify my voice to speak to many more people. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978, or online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. As I leave, my bottom line is I leave for Israel right after this show. I am reminded that the prophets were put to death, not for pleasing the crowds, but for speaking the truth.